He's gonna take it himself for a championship! A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McCain touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Morrow Fieldhouse on the Slippery Rock University campus in the PIAA basketball playoffs. Coming up shortly, it's game two of our state quarterfinal doubleheader here on the WJPA Sports Network, this time featuring the 5A girls from Peters Township and Cathedral Prep, both PIAA district champions. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. It's Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brett Gambita and Eric Bennett on the cameras. Terry Hazlett, Bill Chapo handling things in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township is on its fourth six-game or longer win streak this year, the current run since the Indians lost to Mount Lebanon back on February 10th. Cathedral Prep also lost to the 6A Blue Devils this year, a 25-point setback in mid-January. The Ramblers, 12-2 since then, including their current four-game win streak. After the break, we'll take a look at the rest of the 5A girls bracket, look a little closer at these two teams, and check our starting lineups. That's when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Good luck to our two teams in this 5A girls matchup, matching the excitement that we just finished here. Upper St. Clair 51, McDowell 49 in the 6A boys quarterfinals, that in overtime. Peters Township comes in 25-3 on the year. Cathedral Prep at 18-7, mentioned both on win streaks. Peters Township now six wins in a row since losing last night of the regular season to Mount Lebanon, four straight wins and 11 in the last 12 for Cathedral Prep. That all started after losing to Olmsted Falls in late January. 7-6 start for Cathedral Prep, but 11-1 ever since. We've seen Cathedral Prep in this arena at this level of play many times. The winner of this game is going to get South Fayette or Hollidaysburg. They're at halfway through their fourth quarter there at Armstrong. South Fayette leading 57-44, able to pull out from an 8-9-point lead that it's been most of the game, and now opening up by 13. Winner gets South Fayette in the state semifinals next weekend. To be honest, I don't think Cathedral Prep wants anything to do with South Fayette, but they'll, if that's the way it works out and Cathedral Prep wins the day, they'll take it and they'll get right after it.
I just think that in today's game, Bob, again, we've got a situation where the size of Peters Township could be a real factor here. And how are they going to guard Addie Beal, the all-do-everything for Cathedral Prep. I mean, she's so talented around the basket. She'll create many problems for the Peters Township defense. Should be an interesting matchup.
Check the starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Starters introduced here at Slippery Rock. First of all, for Cathedral Prep, Grace Orlando, Shauna Thrower, Jessica Beveridge, Eveline Gary, and Addie Beal. Beal averaging 22 points a game, 6'2 senior. She's going to want the ball all afternoon long in tight. For Peters Township, Bree Morial, Natalie Wetzel, Jordan Welsh, Taylor McCullough, and Daniela Radulovich. Obviously, Wetzel with 19 and 10 points and rebounds, averaging a double-double. Play of the guards is going to be crucial, as is the play of Addie Beal versus Daniela Radulovich.
If they go that route, Bob, I'm not so sure they will.
Set to tip it off, John Nepsha, the referee. Peters Township controls the tip. Steve McCulley and Fred Glasser also officiating today's game. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say I don't think this game will be as physical or will be allowed to be as physical as the previous game.
No, I don't think so.
Ball out on the left wing. McCullough crossover trying to get by Beveridge. Lob it down low. Radulovich on the dribble. Keep it alive. Indians have the ball. Radulovich open 10-footer. Short. Rebound cleared by Thrower.
Had a wide open look. That was a good shot.
It was not her first option, but when everybody cleared her, she went ahead and took it, but pulled it up short. Look inside to Beal, too well covered. Beveridge decides to work it around the perimeter. Gary, and now to the far side, Shauna Thrower. I am impressed with her full speed all the time. Thrower, shot blocked and out of bounds by Bree Morial.
And she likes to drive it, Bob, so she tries to get to the rim, as she did on that possession, but was unable to get the shot off.
Opening minute, game two of the doubleheader, 5A girls quarterfinals. Thrower looking to get it in, been there a long time, and finds Beal. Beal put it on the deck. And it is Radulovich against Beal, at least here on this possession. Between the legs, Beal to the elbow, step back, jumper short, rebound three. Peters Township players there to pull it down. It'll be Jordan Welsh with a board.
And you can live with that if you're Peters Township. Make her shoot perimeter shots because she's really good around the basket.
Radulovich comes out to take the pass. One dribble. Give it off to Welsh. Penetrates. Took a bump from Beal. Play on's the call. Maybe it is going to be as physical.
It looks that way, huh?
Beal rebounds the miss. Thrower up the near side. It'll be Beal looking at Radulovich and give it off to Thrower between the circles. Scoreless. We're about a minute and 40 seconds into this one. Ball out on the right wing. Beveridge steal now. Morial going in against Thrower. Left side laying good.
Good steal by Morial, but a better finish using her left to seal the defender.
Morial averages a couple of steals a game. Gets the first one in the opening 2 minutes. 2-0. Peters Township with the lead. Right side. Orlando crossover trying to get by McCullough. Ball goes up top for a three. Gary look is short. Rebound cleared by Natalie Wetzel. McCullough takes a feed up the far sideline. Crossover got by the first wall. Shot won't go and a foul going to be called. This has to be. It cannot be on Addie Beal.
I don't know. I didn't see who else.
It has to be coming from behind. And it is going to be Gary. Beal had great position there that forced McCullough to put it up early. Taylor McCullough, 76% free throw shooter. First efforts at the charity stripe for either team. Too strong, no good. 5:42 to play, opening quarter. 2-0, Peters Township leads. Indians wearing the home whites. Cathedral Prep with the black and orange. One foul shot out of two on that trip for Taylor McCullough. Averages 8 points a game. Peters Township up 3-0. Thrower patiently out of backcourt on the dribble. It's a double high stack screen. And Beal still standing there with her arms crossed.
She is. Doesn't move.
Beveridge trying to work her way around. And now Beal moves to the free throw circle. Looks like she and Beveridge going to come set this stack again.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the high ball screens when I was watching them on film, Bob.
Thrower. Give it off to Gary. Shuffles the feet. Got away with that. Lob inside to Beal. Trying to muscle her way up. Radulovic going to get tagged for a foul, and she is adamant she did not touch.
Well, and that's what I was afraid of. If you put her in a one-on-one matchup, is she going to get in foul trouble? So far, the answer is yes.
On the season, Addie Beal, a 73% free throw shooter, she has made 128, now 129 foul shots on the year.
That's a lot of free throws, and she shoots it at a nice clip as well. She gets to the line.
First point of the game for Cathedral Prep. Second shot well short by Beal. Natalie Spano out of the lineup with a shoulder injury. Ava Lucarotti injured at Florida with a knee injury. Shot will not go. Battle for the rebound after the miss by Wetzel. And Radulovic muscles out of there. A little runner at the free throw line. Good for Taylor McCullough.
We saw her make two of those runners off glass late in the TJ game, Bob. Likes that shot.
Peters Township up 5-1. We're approaching the under four timeout, but clock is turning. We're not there yet. Ball comes back out. Long three. Gracie Orlando rattles home.
Well, the other thing that stood loud and clear, they can knock threes down. You've got to cover them on the perimeter.
32nd made triple of the year for Grace Orlando. 5'5 junior. 5'4 Peters Township plus one. Morial Radulovic back out to Morial. Dribble into the paint. Kick it around. McCullough. Again, we have the 2 3-point lines on this college floor. Elbow jumper, too strong. Rebound kept alive. Beal can't get it. And Beal coming over the back, and I think she's going to get called for a foul. And that will take us to the media timeout. 3:56 to play, first quarter, 5-4 Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. You won't believe the prices. They're fabulous. And ask about all the other incentives on top of that price. And this year, we're going to include Subaru Certified Pre-Owned. Come on up and save. Spring is a great time to buy a car. Bud Baer Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. If it doesn't...
For 125 years...
3:56 to play, opening quarter. 5-4, Peters Township with the lead. South Fayette goes final, an 18-point win. The Lions roll on 70-52. Winner of that game gets our winner.
They're on a mission.
Near side, Welsh, three ball off the rim. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Morial.
A little bit of a zone here now deployed by.
Ball to the free throw circle. Radulovic shot rolls off the rim, no good. The rebound cleared by Beveridge. A couple of short shots missed by Radulovic here in the early going, and now Cathedral Prep with the ball.
She's missed two, and so has Natalie Wetzel, Bob. Are they holding the basketball?
Addie Beal standing on the volleyball 10-foot line, trying to draw Radulovic out with her.
Don't get too close. She's going to drive on you.
The ball around the perimeter. Orlando brings it near side to Gary. Looks underneath. No way to get there. Orlando gets a screen from Beal. Good job by McCullough to work through that. All around the perimeter. Coming up on 2:45 to go in the first. 5-4, Peters Township with the lead. Thrower and Gary back and forth, and now it's Beal once again. A little closer this time is Radulovic on the dribble. Around the screen is Orlando. Entry down low to Beal. Leans into Radulovic. Shot won't go. A lot of contact there as Radulovic took a shoulder in the mouth.
Well, she held her ground and she went straight up, so it would not have been her foul.
Welsh saves a pass here on the near sideline. Welsh gets it back, looks inside, can't go there. Volleyball pass, Radulovic, Welsh open, put it on the deck. She's tripped. Foul called on Gary, her second, team's third in the quarter.
I wondered if we would see a zone out of either one of these teams. I expected it to be maybe Peters Township.
Baseline throw in for Welsh. Lob goes clear up top to Morial. Now Wetzel through double team, jumper. Beal gets a hold piece of that, but play on, catch by Radulovic in the putback.
Do you think that was a foul, Bob?
Not sure.
It's good, close.
It was a good challenge by Beal.
Came under the shooter.
Beal on the dribble, and now give it off to thrower. 7-4, Peters Township leads, 1:40 to play. Beal going to draw Radulovic out a little bit, and now try to get by on the dribble. Radulovic does a nice job. Beal spins, lob it across to the far side to Beveridge. Into the corner, it's thrower. Trying to get by Morial. Can't do that. Lob it back out and reset. 1:20 to play in the opening period. Ball comes near side to Beal. And now up top, it's Geary to thrower. Morial reaches in, knocks the ball out of her hands and out of bounds.
She really has quick hands. I mean, we've seen her do this time and time again.
Yep. And I'm going to say no. I don't think it was a foul.
Yeah, I thought it could have been 50-50 on that. I know Natalie Wetzel reacted like she was fouled.
Have you ever known a shooter who didn't?
No, I would react too. Absolutely not.
Those of you watching on NFHS got another look at that play. A minute to play in the first quarter, 7-4, Peters Township. Beveridge cut off by Wetzel. Ball goes to Beal now. And now one more time, it's Grace Orlando as the only field goal of the quarter for Cathedral Prep. Pass tipped, controlled by Morial. Get it ahead to McCullough, lay in on the right side, good.
Well, and that's how it can backfire when you hold the basketball. If you turn it over and give up a quick hoop, now it puts you at a five-point deficit.
Peters Township up 9-4. Under 30 seconds to play here in the first, and Addie Beal wants the ball. Mentioned Spano out, suffered a shoulder injury in the playoffs. They lost Ava Lucarotti in December to a knee injury on at the KSA down at Disney World.
Yeah, and Spano averages 10 clips a game.
And Lucarotti had averaged 6 a game in the early going this season. Final seconds of the quarter, drive, dish off. Gary catch, shot won't go. Put back by Beal is going to count. Addie Beal comes down and rebounds the miss and puts it home. 9-6, P- Peters Township leading Cathedral Prep at the end of one second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know. Really means, let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Cathedral Prep ball. They get the second chance look there. Get the bucket from Addie Beal crashing down the lane.
You have to account for her on every possession, Bob, because she moves so well. She has great feet, good hands.
Peters Township 9-6 lead on Cathedral Prep as we start this second quarter. 3-point field goal for Grace Orlando. 2-point putback for Addie Beal in the final second. 3-ball for Beal near wing over the top of the iron and lands right at the feet of Natalie Wetzel. That shot not close.
No, that was way off.
No, and she was way long and put too much on it. Wetzel fakes the three, drive into the paint. Radulovic wide right, and that ball is just going to carry out of bounds.
Almost like she didn't expect the pass. She didn't have it in her hands.
Alina Sopko starting this second quarter for the Indians. Jordan Welsh on the bench. Sopko, the 5'6 junior. Well, each team with an air ball shot. And Cathedral Prep back in front court setting it up. Thrower takes the feed. Looking entry to Beal. Radulovic watching that drop step, and Beal up and over with the right hand.
I'm going to tell you right now, you will not stop that unless you bring some help, because she has all of those good, quick moves, uses her pivot foot very well.
9-8 score. Wetzel takes the handoff, lob it across to McCullough. Sopko to Wetzel, rifle it out. Morial sets a three. It hits the front of the rim. Wetzel rebounds the miss, goes in, dish it down low, and a foul on Addie Beal will be her second.
Oh, that's a big foul on Beal.
First foul of the second quarter. Free throws coming for Natalie Wetzel. 78% free throw shooter. Has not scored yet today.
I missed a couple of close rangers.
6:50 to play first half. Wetzel too strong on the free throw. Peters Township 1 of 3 at the stripe now. Foul on Beal, number 2. Second shot, good. 10-8, Peters Township plus 2. Wetzel on the board, averages 19 points a game.
Well, the pace of this game is certainly different from our first game, Bob. A little slower pace the way Cathedral Prep is playing, and I think that's how they want it.
Beal started to park the ball on her right hip and turned around, and Radulovic was right there. Now the dribble beyond the three-point line, well short air, just clipped the front of the rim. Beal out beyond the college three-point line.
It's a long shot.
Wetzel goes cross-court to McCullough. Crossover, get it to the paint. Lob down low. Radulovic reverse. Took a bump from Beal. Play on's the call. That was a foul.
Yeah, you got to finish that, though. My goodness, point blank.
Thrower to Beal. Quick first step. Shot won't go. Rebound over Radulovic. Goes to Wetzel.
Radulovic, she's a little angry, I think.
McCullough hops in. Off the window and in.
Beautiful move by Taylor McCullough. Gives her 7 for the game.
12-8, Peters Township plus 4. 5:50 to play, opening half. Winner gets South Fayette in the state semifinals next Saturday.
Boy, are they going to be loaded. They seem to be on a mission.
Beal now parks the ball, standing on the volleyball 10-foot line. Radulovic comes out a little bit and gets a count going. Beal starts the dribble. That will stop the count as Radulovic backs off.
Interesting strategy here.
12-8. Peters Township plus four. The Indians have never trailed. Peters Township fans booing. And I'm sorry. You and I had this discussion. I don't want to see the shot clock. The rules are the rules. The best chance Doug Chuzzy sees for his team to win is what he's doing here. That's his job. Thrower using the Beal screen. Down the lane, Morial reaches in and knocks the ball loose, but is going to get called for a foul, and it's going to be a floor foul. First foul of the game on Peters Township.
It is a non-shooting foul. The players all ran down to talk to coach.
Yeah, they're looking for a they thought there was going to be shots taken, but ruled on the floor was a block foul before she entered the lane. Baseline throw in for Jessica Beveridge. Beal takes it out in the far corner, around the perimeter, eventually to Geary, now inside to Beal. Wetzel on her, forced her wide, blocked the shot out of bounds. A little switch off there by the Indians.
Well, and that time, Wetzel did a really nice job timing her block. Didn't go for any pump fakes.
4:47 to play, second quarter. Peters Township up 12-8. Thrower going to feed it up top to Beal, and he's got heels on the volleyball 10-foot line. And Radulovic is there. Count is going. Beal to Thrower. Thrower guarded by Morial. Bring the ball left side to Orlando and work it around. Geary to the corner to Thrower. Morial right on her. 2-on-2. Pump fake by Beveridge. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for the loose ball up top, and Thrower ends up with it. Down low. Beveridge left alone. No good. Beal rebounds the miss. Goes up. That's blocked by Radulovic, and she's going to get called for a blocking foul. Foul on Radulovic. Her first. Team second, two shots coming for Addie Beal.
And I think if she would not have slapped down, Bob, it would not have been a foul.
Beal, first shot is good. She has six, 12-9. Peters Township lead trimmed to three.
Back where she's
3-minute drought for Cathedral Prep snap with that free throw make.
She's comfortable with that foul line. Hey, she has shot a lot of them.
Second one rattles out, 2 of 4 today. 3-point Peters Township lead. Sopko on the dribble. Cross court, dangerous pass. It's tipped. Jordan Welsh ends up with it. She'll feed it back out and reset this. Far corner, Morial. Wetzel beyond the 3-point arc and throw her right up in her grill. Wetzel take it into the paint, feed it back out. Sopko push it across. McCullough, long three. High off the rim, hit the wire and dropped in, but that ball is a dead ball. You know, this floor has the old style bracketing to run the floor up. We'll talk about that when we come back. Media timeout, 12-9. Peters Township plus three on Cathedral Prep, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Cathedral Prep basketball, and they run a screen to get Orlando open, and they throw the ball the length of the floor, and the Indians fall asleep on the coverage.
Well, they got beat in the little back screen, and nobody covered up. Screener defender out of position.
McCullough, jump pass is tipped by Thrower. Sopko ends up with it, and now ball knocked out of bounds by Thrower.
Got to be careful with her. Thrower is really quick. Now you dribble around with her, she's going to give you a problem.
Welsh inbounds to McCullough right at midcourt, and Morial will take the ball. 12-11, Peters Township plus one. Hand off to Sopko, and now McCullough. Near side, Morial take it back out.
They got to get the ball to Natalie Wetzel. There is no way Addie Beal can guard her on the perimeter.
Ball to Wetzel, looking inside. Took a bump by Thrower. McCullough launches a three. That's short. Wetzel rebound. Volleyball to Morial. Wetzel gets it back, put it on the deck, missed the shot in tight. Beal rebounds. Thrower up the sideline. Ball blocked by Morial and out of bounds.
If you don't stop her, she'll go coast to coast. Morial did a pretty good job that time getting in the way. There was some contact.
Cathedral Prep has never led today. In fact, Peter scored the first 3 points, and Ramblers have not tied the game. Now Beal will dribble out of the corner, give it off to Thrower. Morial guarding her, Thrower. And Morial just lost touch close enough. Now Thrower trying to get down the lane, give it out to Beal. Wetzel's on her. Radulovic on the bench since the media timeout.
Now Wetzel's quick enough that she can guard her on the perimeter and on the interior.
Beveridge picks up her dribble, needs help. 5 second closely guarded. Doug Chuzzy was screaming for a timeout. Nobody heard it. Now I think we're going to get a warning on the Cathedral Prep bench.
He doesn't want to talk to him, that's for sure.
And they're going to indicate a warning on the Cathedral Prep bench because he was clear out on the floor. And I mean, you know, you have to get warned for that. You cannot just see it and let it go. And the officials did the right thing. Coach Chuzzy can disagree if he wants that he was screaming and he was calling for a timeout and nobody heard it. Sorry. That happens.
That is exactly
right.
But
you can't go out on the playing floor. 2:19 to play. First half, 12-11. Peters Township with the takeaway there on the pressure. McCullough across the timeline. Entry. Welsh lob it back out to McCullough. 2-3 zone.
Yeah, and it's been causing Peters Township to be real sluggish offensively.
Welsh, open jumper outside the elbow, way too strong, and a rebound comes up the lane to Beveridge. Not good looks many times for the Indians today. 5 or 6 shots, just not very good.
No, not at all.
Thrower guarded by Morial. Work it around Beveridge, Geary, and now to Beal out on the left wing. Feed it up top to Thrower. Has to reach out and save that. Geary down low to Beal and a pushing foul on Wetzel. First foul on Natalie Wetzel. Third foul on Peters in the quarter.
Wetzel has to try to front that ball. She can't stand behind her.
1:40 to play in the half. 1 point Peters Township lead. Thrower gets the ball inbounds to Beveridge. Gets into the paint. Takes it down deep and a foul on Jordan Welsh. They charge McCullough, not Welsh. My apologies. First on McCullough. Free throws. First one rattles around and finds its way in. Beveridge ties the game with the first make. Can give Cathedral Prep its first lead with a second. 12-12, 1:36 remaining. Beal gets a seat with 96 seconds to play in the half. Two fouls taken with her to the bench. Second foul shot good. 13-12 Cathedral Prep.
I just think this zone has made Peters Township slower than they like to be. Very sluggish offensively here, Bob. Almost like they're not sure how to attack it.
Wetzel brings it. Sopko, her three-pointer good.
Well, that's one way to attack it. Step up with confidence and knock down a shot.
Peters in front, 15-13.
You and I have seen Alina play. She's very capable of scoring.
She doesn't do it often out from that far out,
though. No, she doesn't, so that's a big bonus.
Just the fifth three-point make, and now the Ramblers turn it over. That's just a fifth three-pointer good for Sofco.
Yeah, I know. But a good time for it to come if you're struggling on offense, and that's the look you get. You got to knock it down.
15-13, under a minute to play here in the opening half. Wetzel, only 1 point in this first period. Morial brings the ball out of the corner. I think Wetzel wants it. She's wide open. Take the college three ball. Good.
She shoots too well. Got to get her shots.
Six-point Peters run. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. 18-13. Peters Township plus five. Thrower gets a screen high from Geary. Dish it back out to Beveridge. Gets a screen set there by Maddie Brzezinski.
Well, they're running a little delay until they can get the last shot.
13 seconds to play in the half. 18-13 Peters Township. Remember, Cathedral Prep got a bucket in the last second. Thrower got by Morial. Shot hit the side of the back, or by McCullough. Shot hit the backboard. Launch from half court. Wetzel off the window and no good. End of the first half. Peters Township 18, Cathedral Prep 13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Sluggish first half.
Really was.
Kinda lull you to sleep.
Well, I think because we saw what we saw in the first half, but also because of the way the game's being played. Cathedral Prep holding the ball with Addie Beer at the key, not taking shots, slowing it down from that standpoint, playing a zone defense to try to slow the offensive players from Peters Township down. But I do think they got to get Natalie Wetzel more involved. She has to touch the ball, has to shoot the basketball. I mean, she's the nightmare matchup. And sometimes she plays very unselfish basketball. But, you know, this might be a time for her to be a little more selfish.
All right, if you're Peters, what do you do? How do you attack the zone with the offense that you have?
Well, I think you've got to screen that zone, number one. And I'd screen it for Natalie Wetzel. And I think, number two, you've got to send cutters through the zone. Get it moving side to side. Do not keep it on the perimeter and make no penetration with the dribble. That ball's got to go side to side. Dribble penetration has to occur, and you got to have more ball movement and player movement, but you got to have the basketball from get it into the post, turn and attack. They're getting it into the post, Bob, but they're throwing it right back outside. Turn and look. That's where you get some good shots.
Your Cathedral Prep, you've tried the stall game. You're now down by five with two quarters to play. I mean, that's certainly not insurmountable.
Oh, no.
But do you keep that up? Do you want to delay the game? Do you want to slow it down?
If you think this is the only way you can win, absolutely do it. Because, you know, you're only down 6 points, or excuse me, 5 points. So if that's how he thinks he's got to win this game, hey, keep it within that 6 and 7 point margin.
Can you do that now, down five? Or do you have to get within a score before you can afford to do that?
I think you can do it for a couple of minutes early, but if you get down more than this, say 8 or 9 or 10, then it's got to change.
We're at the half. Peters Township girls leading Cathedral Prep Ramblers 18-13. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. You won't believe the prices. They're fabulous. And ask about all the other incentives on top of that price. And this year, we're going to include Subaru Certified Pre-Owned. Come on up and save. Spring is a great time to buy a car. Bud Baer Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
It's game two of our PIAA basketball quarterfinal doubleheader here at Morrow Fieldhouse at Slippery Rock. Opening game saw Upper St. Clair boys knock off McDowell 51-49, the Panthers' first ever playoff win against the McDowell Trojans, 51-49 in overtime. And our second game has Peters Township leading Cathedral Prep 18-13 at intermission. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you, by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on waschef.edu. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Bud Baer Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Just want to make sure that's Mazda's what we're playing, correct? All right, very good. We are at the half. Both teams just back on the floor. Peters Township scored the first 3 points and five of the first six. Led at the end of the break, not end of the first quarter, 9-6 because of Abby Beal's first field goal coming in the final seconds. Got it out of her hand just in time to beat the buzzer, 9-6 there. Peters would push the margin up to 12-8 with 6 minutes to play. A foul shot made it a three-point game going to the media timeout. Then the Ramblers got a two and a couple of foul shots to take their first and so far only lead of the game, leading 13-12, but Peters answered quickly with a couple of three balls down the stretch. First one by Elena Sopko and then by Natalie Wetzel. That with just over 30 seconds to play in the half to bring us to 18-13 at intermission, and Peters will have the ball to start the third quarter on the possession arrow. Upper St. Clair boys, a winner over McDowell, 51-49 in overtime. The Panthers will take on District 12 third-place finisher Roman Catholic, a 52-42 winner over Coatesville. Our winner will take on South Fayette in the 5A girls semifinals. The Lions, a 70-52 win against Hollidaysburg, a game that was 8, 9, 10 points for most of the game, and the Lions then blow it out to an 18-point win. Second half, we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list, and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price, and so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Minutes left in regulation, and I mention it that way because we needed extra basketball. Got some free stuff in that opening game.
We certainly did, and it was free and exciting. Peters Township's got to ratchet up the tempo of this game. I don't think this tempo helps them at all, Bob. So we'll see if there are any changes that were made at halftime.
McCullough takes the handoff. Ball to Radulovic. Now to Wetzel. Her 10-footer off the iron won't go.
Just struggling. She can't make a little jump shot tonight.
Beal came out to hassle that. Three ball swatted by Radulovic. Saved at the baseline, and I'm not sure why Beveridge would go to try to save that.
Yeah, she was out of bounds. Her feet were out of bounds when the ball hit her.
Oh, she stepped out of bounds to try to grab it. If you just let it go, you get to throw it in.
Nice defense, though, by Radulovic. Without fouling, she already has two. Wouldn't want to pick up a third.
I have Radulovic with one.
Oh, never mind.
Lob down low to Wetzel, forced deep by Beal. Back out Radulovic. And now Welsh fumbled the pass. Radulovic gets it. She'll feed right side. Morial, Radulovic outside the window, or outside the elbow. Get it to Welsh. Wetzel to McCullough. Throw her right out on her. Knocks the ball toward the backcourt. McCullough, and it'll just let it go. And it's last touch by a thrower, and it's going to be Peters Township ball. Cathedral Prep fans, they must not be watching the same game.
Oh, thrower hit it, obviously.
Yeah, thrower diving under McCullough, got the right hand out, knocked the ball. That's Peters Township ball.
McCullough was not aware the thrower was right there, though. She has to be aware of that.
Well, you should expect thrower to be right there.
Absolutely. She's all over the place.
Wetzel to Welsh on the left wing. Give it back to Wetzel, and that not a good pass. And taken away by the Ramblers.
Yeah, that was a bad pass.
Peters looked like they were running a set play, and it just timing was off. And again, a bad pass there by Welsh.
They were trying to get Wetzel on a back screen, but it was not there.
18-13, right where we were at the half. 90 seconds gone in this third quarter. Dribble down the lane. Beveridge stops the dribble and takes another step and is guilty of a travel.
I don't know about you, but it feels like the energy left with Upper St. Clair and McDowell. McDowell, I mean, it just feels different in here.
Well, two-thirds of the crowd left.
Well, that's true. Well, you would think you'd be excited, though. I'm telling you, the pace of the game is what's slowing Peters Township down.
Morial lob it to Radulovic, and now across McCullough, catch and shoot a three, hit the front rim. Wetzel rebounds, try to put it on a deck, try to muscle her way out of that, and a foul going to be called. Gary going to pick up her third. First foul of the second half, but the third foul of the game, Geary.
The board has her for two. I have her at three.
Yeah, I have three. The board has it incorrect. Inbound, Morial, catch and shoot a three. That won't go. Long rebound. McCullough through traffic to track it down. Morial now Wetzel. Back to Morial. Geary comes out on her. And now reset this. Just under 6 minutes to play, third quarter.
See how stagnant they are, Bob. Nobody's moving.
McCullough for three. Short rebound, Addie Beal.
You've got to have ball movement and player movement against that zone.
Thrower brings it across the timeline. Goes to Beal. She's beyond a college three-point line. Thrower reaches out to save an errant pass. And bring it to Geary. Looking inside to Beal. Well covered there by Wetzel. Geary throws one up with the left hand. That won't go. Rebound tipped by Beal, but only got one hand on it. Radulovic grabs it. McCullough, little shoulder shimmy. Kick to the corner. Welsh put it on the deck. Take it into the paint. Step around. Beal missed a lay-in. Thrower bumped toward the sideline. Ball goes to Beveridge. Back to Thrower. Trying to shake free of Morial. And a blocking foul called on Bree Morial. It'll be her second. First foul of the second half on Peters Township. Baseline throw in.
Peters Township has switched their defense. They now have Natalie Wetzel guarding Addie Beal, which I think is a pretty good move.
5:09 to play in the third. Score right where we were at the half, 18-13. They're coming up on 3 minutes gone in this. 4.5-minute drought for Cathedral Prep since they took the 13-12 lead. Ball to the wing. Beveridge and now Thrower on deeper in the corner, far side. She'll dribble back up to the wing. Morial goes with her. Thrower between the legs. Hard right-hand dribble. Push off with the free hand. Ball to Geary. Looks lob to Addie Beal. Those two, she and Wetzel get hooked up. Beal takes the pass. Up top, it's Geary. And now to Thrower on the right side. Beal comes through. Wetzel holding her. Beveridge for three. It's good. First points in about 4.5 minutes for Cathedral Prep.
You get in these knockdown slugfests, you got to be careful if you're Peters Township.
18-16, Peters plus two.
You get all out of rhythm, Bob.
Welsh guarded by Geary. Jordan Welsh, the 5'10 freshman. Radulovic saves a, or puts a shot up, misses everything. Wetzel saves it, but threw it right back into Addie Beal, and a pushing foul called on Peters Township. Morial picks up her third. Well, that's almost certainly going to get Sopko in the game, but not yet. 4 minutes to play, third quarter, and no, we don't go to the media timeout at four. Clock operator could have paused another second. Ball out on the right wing to Geary. Radulovic out to guard her. Closely guarded. Count is going. And now Geary walks down the lane, puts the shot up. It's no good. And we come to the media timeout. 18-16. Peters Township plus two. 3:40 to play third quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. To play in the third. Peters Township has now not scored in, let me do the math here, about 5 minutes since the back-to-back trays.
And it's the slow pace that's hurt them. When they do get a shot, they don't look comfortable shooting it, as evidenced by Daniela Radulovic's last shot from 15 feet. She didn't even hit the rim.
18-16, Peters in the lead by two, and the Indians have the ball. After the media timeout, McCullough, long pass, Radulovic to the baseline, makes the grab there. puts one dribble down without necessity, and she does that a lot, and I'm not sure why. Wetzel takes the pass outside the lane, trying to force her way in. Drop, give it off to Radulovic, kick it around. Morial playing with three fouls. Hand off to McCullough. Taylor McCullough, the 5'6 freshman, Peter's leading scorer this afternoon with seven. Radulovic at the elbow, put it on the deck. Wetzel well guarded there, but got free of that jumper at the free throw line, rattles home.
Yeah, got to get her the ball, make her shoot. I don't care where she gets it. She's got to push the issue a little bit here, Bob.
20-16, Peters plus four on Cathedral Prep. Just 6 points in the game for Natalie Wetzel. Crossover by Thrower, deal to the corner. Travel, Orlando shuffled the feet, coming out of the corner. Sopko checking in, and Welsh going to check out. Nope, check that. What are we going to do?
I would think
Indians still have six players on the floor. Peters going to take a timeout. 2:45 to play in the third, 20-16. Peters Township up on Cathedral Prep. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Peters Township with a ball and a four-point lead with 2:45 to play here in the third.
And a 2-3 zone is keeping this prep team in this thing, keeping it close.
McCullough, Radulovic, cross-court, Morial in the corner. She'll dribble out of there. Ball goes to Radulovic, and now to Wetzel in the corner. Catch and shoot a three. That's good.
It's one way to get out of the zone.
23-16, Peters plus seven now. And that is their biggest lead of the ball game. Near side, Beveridge to Geary. Back around to Beveridge. She'll take a three. Shot won't go. Beal tips the rebound. Able to take it away from Wetzel. Goes to the hoop. Waits, jumps up into Wetzel, and that's going to be called a foul. Natalie Wetzel picks up her second. Addie Beal knew where Wetzel was and jumped back into her. Yeah, Addie Beal at the foul line for the third time in the game has hit 2 of 4, usually a 73% free throw shooter. First one good.
Now that looked real good.
First points in almost 2.5 minutes now for Cathedral Prep, 23-17. Second shot, no good. She's hit 50% of her six foul shots in the game.
Yeah, and that could be costly if this game stays as close as it is.
5 of 8 for Cathedral Prep. And a hand check foul going to be called on Jessica Beveridge.
I don't think we saw one of those called the entire first game.
Second foul of the quarter on the Ramblers. 1:51 to play, third quarter, 23-17. Peters Township with a six-point lead. Sopko to take the inbound, and Wetzel comes to, Sopko to key the inbound. Wetzel now on the dribble. Beveridge guarding her. Wetzel gets around. Jumper at the elbow, won't go. Rebound, Sopko. Feed it out, Wetzel, open three, straight on, kicks out, no good. Beal with the rebound, ball knocked loose by McCullough, but it goes right to Grace Orlando. Thrower brings the ball up the floor. Thrower trying to get by Sopko, shot off the window and in.
Yeah, nice use of the glass that time by Thrower for her first field goal.
23-19, Peters plus four. McCullough gets an opening, stops in the lane, could have taken that all the way to Beal and forced her to do something, and now Sopko with a ball stolen, tough dribble area.
Well, the left-hander, she put the ball in her left hand, going to the right. Not going to work.
Near side, Beveridge, three ball off the iron. Beal battles Sopko. Sopko gets the rebound. Get it ahead to McCullough. Has Morial behind the coverage. Lay in good.
Nice pass. Great finish by Morial.
25-19. Peters plus six. 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Thrower Now across the timeline, Ramblers work at a ball knocked into the backcourt by Sopko. Thrower goes and tracks it down. She's trying to draw contact. Sopko ran into Beal. Get the ball to Orlando now. And Beveridge presents 25 seconds to play. Good job by McCullough to avoid that Beal screen. Sopko trying to steal the ball from Thrower. Thrower keeps the dribble going. She'll reverse it back to the midcourt and down to 15 seconds. 6-point Peters Township lead. I have one field goal for the Ramblers in the period. Shot won't go. Beal rebounds. The putback rolls off the iron. Ball ahead. Morial jumper at the buzzer. Count it. And the official signal was three. It's a two-pointer. It's a two-point bucket. 27-19. And it is a two. Count it. 27-19 Peters. At the end of three, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300. Online, calibrotire.com.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Peters Township looking for a seventh consecutive win. If so, that would be the second time this year the Indians have won seven straight. They're currently on their fourth six-game or longer win streak. 8 minutes to play in regulation, 27-19 Peters Township plus eight. Steve Lemberieu with questions at the scorer's table, but...
Well, that was clearly a two-point shot, as we saw on the replay.
I think the question is about fouls, and I agree. We had differing numbers on fouls. And Morial got away with a walk, too.
Oh, I thought she did.
Honestly, Bob, I wondered about that. But, you know, it was such a bang-bang play. Maybe she just has quick feet. That was a big, big shot by her. Gives them a little bit of a cushion, but now they've got to continue to play.
Cathedral Prep starts with the basketball and the possession arrow. Thrower. It's a high screen from Beveridge. Gives it back to Beveridge. Three ball is an air ball. It may have glanced off the rim, and Beal goes out of bounds to save it.
Yeah, nice save by Addie Beal.
The Indians saw that ball just going to carry out of bounds, and only Beal went after it. Thrower gets by Sopko off the window and in.
Yeah, and that's a direct drive. You can't allow her to turn the corner. She's too quick.
27-21, Peters plus six.
Nothing comes easy, Bob. You know that.
Thrower with 4 points, all after intermission.
See, they're standing too much for my liking. They got to keep moving.
Wetzel to Morial. Got into the circle and then fed it back out to McCullough. Wetzel let a pass go, and Radulovich can't get the jumper to go. Rebound, Addie Beal.
She made a lot of big ones against TJ.
Thrower again, high off the window and in. Nobody stopped the drive. Two buckets about 30 seconds apart for Shauna Thrower. 27-23. The lead that was eight at the end of the quarter is now four. Sopko into traffic and a hacking foul called. First foul of the fourth quarter on either team. And it's going to be Grace Orlando called for her first. Peters baseline throw in. Indians with Radulovich, Wetzel inside, and Radulovich will take the inbound. McCullough, Sopko, and Morial on the perimeter. Three ball, Wetzel nails it. She's got a dozen.
She just kind of floated out to the top of the key and nobody picked her up. How do you lose her? It's a big hoop. They needed that. Stop the bleeding.
Margin is seven. Peters Township up 30-23 on Cathedral Prep. Crossover, thrower going to the rack again, and a reach-in foul. No, going to be ruled a blocking foul, and it's going to be on the floor, not ruled a shooting foul.
That's Yvette Morial. Is that her fourth?
It is. Bree Morial gets her fourth, and that's going to bring Jordan Welsh to the scorer's table. And looking again for a shooting inquiry or the Ramblers, and the answer is no. She wasn't gathering or anything. Was no, just dribbling.
Clearly a non-shooting foul.
Lob up top goes to Addie Beal. Wetzel goes with her around the perimeter. It's thrower now. Take it far side. Travel call. Beveridge got airborne, was going to shoot a three, had the long hands of Radulovic in the way and brought the ball back to the floor and caught and picked it back up, and that's a travel.
Yeah, and size can do that because that's the advantage Peters Township has against most teams. They've got not one, big two.
6:05 to play. McCullough travels, picked up the dribble.
Yeah, the freshman got too deep with nowhere to go. There's no rush. Like you said earlier, not a shot clock in high school basketball.
And I'm glad of that.
Run your offense.
Thrower with a push off. Goes get the inbound. McCullough reaches across and knocks the ball loose.
I'll say one thing about Taylor McCullough. She's a competitor.
Well, she and Thrower.
Yeah, they're going at it.
They're pointing, talking.
Just pleasantries.
Yeah, I'm sure. 5:54 to play in the fourth. Thrower gets the inbound, and McCullough trying to recover. Thrower down the lane. Little flip won't go. Radulovic rebounds that. McCullough lob it ahead to Sopko on the near wing. Stop on a dime and bring it back out to the midcourt.
Yeah, good move by Sopko. Don't need to force anything at this point. Oh, no.
Diagonal pass denied by Addie Beal and out of bounds. That's a high near side to low far side.
Oh.
Not a chance.
Yeah, Coach Lamberio, he was not happy with that pass.
5.5 minutes to play in the fourth. 30-23. Peters plus 7. Fumbled by McCullough. Ball go to Radulovic.
Just hold it. Don't outside have to pass it.
Top of the key. Ball to Sopko. Penetrate. Lost the handle going up and just going to be called out of bounds. Ball to, let's see, she goes through here and the ball off her knee.
Yeah, she just lost it.
And she hard run into the paint and then tried to gather one hand and ball rolled off that, hit her knee and out of bounds. Peters' lead is 7 against Cathedral Prep. McCullough and Thrower work their way out of the backcourt. Ball comes around. It's Geary and now Thrower on the near wing. Side of the lane to Beal. Put it on the deck. Double team. Wetzel forces the change in the shot. Radulovic rebounds the miss.
Yeah, nice rebound. Good defense that time by Wetzel. Holding her ground and not fouling.
4:50 to play. Fourth quarter. 7-point Peters Township lead. McCullough, long bounce pass. And now Sopko tries to turn and lost it out of bounds. Thrower came as a double team, and Sopko had no idea she was there.
Yeah, you got to be aware. I mean, you know they're going to take chances now. They're behind. Must take care of the basketball.
Welsh into McCullough, midcourt. Dribbles just inside the volleyball 10-foot line. A little soft jump pass. Give it back to McCullough. Sopko put it on the deck. Penetrate, kick it out. Welsh jump pass to Wetzel. Beveridge all up in her space. Wetzel on the dribble, took it into traffic, gets tied up. Possession arrow, Peters.
Got lucky with the possession arrow. Wetzel knew she made a mistake.
Cathedral Prep wants a timeout. 4:22 to play, fourth quarter, 30-23. Peters Township up on Cathedral Prep, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
4:22 to play. Doug Chuzzi not wanting to wait for the unknown exact spot for the media timeout. He uses his first, so he has four regular timeouts left, plus the media break at sometime after 22 seconds from now. It will be Peters Township ball at the baseline. And now 30-23, Indians plus 7.
And I think this is a big possession for Peters Township right now. They could get a score, draw a foul. That could really put Cathedral Prep behind the eight ball.
Indians led plus 8 at the end of the third quarter. Wetzel, ball in her hands, gets it hacked out. Second foul of the quarter. Shauna Thrower called for the foul, her first. And now a sideline throw-in will go to McCullough. Thought maybe the Indians might throw that clear into the backcourt and take that extra time there without any pressure. Sopko hassled all over her is Grace Orlando, screened by Radulovic. Sopko bounce pass back out to McCullough. Dangerous pass right there.
Very.
McCullough through traffic, ball knocked loose, saved by McCullough. And a timeout, Peters Township. We're going to get 3:59 timeout back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Cathedral Prep got back-to-back baskets from Shauna Thrower about 30 seconds apart right at the 7-minute mark. The Ramblers have not scored since. Peters Township has only the Wetzel three ball in this entire quarter. So 4 minutes for the Indians. And now Taylor McCullough, who's had a jersey out the entire game, has to tuck it in. Pressure. Law back into the backcourt to McCullough. Next whistle, we will get the media timeout unless one of the coaches calls it timeout here. And it would have to be with the possession of the ball. Welsh, high pass to Radulovic, able to save that. Thrower on McCullough. Bring it to Wetzel, take it into the paint. Little six-foot jumper, Beal with a partial block.
Little contact there.
3:35 to play in the fourth. 7-point lead for Peters Township. Cathedral Prep with the ball. Left side, it's Geary. And now up to Beveridge. She's will shoot from three, get the ball inside to Beal. Drop, lean into Wetzel. Rebound, Beal, score it. Just her third field goal of the game, 30-25.
Well, and Peters Township has to figure out what they're doing here on offense. Bob, they're using the dribble too much. They're not moving the basketball.
Well, and they can't just hope to run the clock out with it. Radulovic in the circle, move to the free throw line and give it off to Sopko. Back to Radulovic. 14-footer won't go. She can't hit the open ocean today. Just 2 points for Daniela Radulovic.
Yeah, and yet the other night she made huge baskets.
Indeed. 5-point Peters Township lead. Thrower, long time to get out of the backcourt. Give the ball to Addie Beal. Thrower takes it. Screen by Beal. Thrower high off the window. Shot won't go. Radulovic rebounds the miss, and Wetzel has the ball in her hands.
There's a nice screen out top.
Indians, I think, are going to use a timeout when they get across. No, they're not. McCullough. Peters with a 5-point lead. Indians just kind of
standing around. This makes me nervous.
Bounce pass to Welsh. Sopko cuts through. Welsh dribbles around Geary. Give the ball to Radulovic and now to Sopko. And she is hammered with a hack down across the arms. And that will bring us to the media timeout. 2:11 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township 30, Cathedral Prep 25. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
But there. Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, car slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only so I'm fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise, y'all know.
After the media timeout, Taylor McCullough just kind of casually dribbling, and 5-second count was going. And when it got to four, Steve Lombario says, hey, well, we got to stop this. Nobody else was moving. 2:01 to play here in the ball game. 5-point Peters Township lead. The Indians' only points of this quarter, the three by Natalie Wetzel. That's a long time ago.
I might just get her the ball and have her initiate offense, because everyone else is just standing. The ball is in Taylor McCullough's hands, and nobody's moving. If he has a special play, might be a great time to use it. They do have a 5-point lead, so you really don't have to shoot it, but you don't want to turn the basketball over, Bob. And that 5-second count was really close.
Sopko to Key the inbound. Indians run a stack, and McCullough gets a screen. Ball inbound to Wetzel, and she'll give it to Sopko.
I'd keep it in her hands.
Sopko, Radulovic, Wetzel to her right. Beal out there, and Beal pushes Radulovic. That's going to be the third foul on Addie Beal. Fourth foul on Cathedral Prep in the quarter.
So the next one will be the two shots. And maybe that's what Coach Chuzzy's looking at, to get in that foul and use that foul situation.
Wetzel will take the inbound play. Is Beveridge going to guard her? She is. Wetzel goes to Sopko. Double team. Ball knocked loose. Able to fight out of there. Get the ball to Radulovic and on into the corner to Morial. Out to Sopko. Holds and lets traffic come. Now give it to Morial. Morial double team. Official got to get out of the way.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That was a third defender there, as if the sideline and the midcourt line weren't enough. McCullough hassled. Ball knocked loose, gets it back, and steps on the far sideline. People open, just got to pass the ball. 120 to play in the game.
Way too much dribbling, Bob. Way too much.
Yeah, but I will say this. That's what the Indians do all the time.
They do put it to the floor a lot.
30-25, Peters Township plus five. Push off by thrower right in the chin of Taylor McCullough. Screen set. Beal gives the ball to thrower. Wetzel comes around to guard Beveridge. Three ball rolls off the back of the rim. Sopko rebounds the miss. A minute to play. And now the Indians are going to slow it down. Is three going to be enough? 3 points in this quarter. Sopko on the right-hand dribble has to go get it. And a pushing foul going to be called on Geary. That'll be her fourth foul. And it'll be foul shots coming.
Well, and that's why I would have said keep the ball in Natalie Wetzel's hands. She's the best free throw shooter. She and Bree Morial shoot at 81 and nearly 80% from the line.
Sopko just 57% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Peters plus five, 50 seconds to play.
She's got to make these.
Almost almost 6 minutes since scoring last.
Great, great job. Only five attempts by Peters, 3 for 5.
Sopko hits the first. 31-25, lead is 6. Second effort, perfect.
Big shots by Elena Sopko.
Peters back to a 7-point lead. Screen set by Beal. Thrower gets into front court and takes it down the lane. Shot partially blocked. McCullough from behind.
Just spread the floor. They have to foul you.
And a foul on Grace Orlando. Third foul on Orlando. Two free throws coming for the Indians with 35 seconds to play.
And that was really smart by Bree Moriel to just keep the ball in her hands. You know, she's such a good free throw shooter.
83% at the stripe for the year. First shot good. Indians have hit 4 in a row at the foul line, 3 in the last 25 seconds.
Yeah, and only have taken 7 total for the game.
Second shot is short. 8-point lead matches the biggest of the ball game. Rebound, Addie Beal. And the Indians have done a great job against Addie Beal today.
They really have.
Thrower gets a screen, long three. It's an air ball, going to carry him out of bounds. Beal goes after it, but this time she can't save it without stepping out of bounds.
Yeah, with 21 seconds, this game's in the books.
33-25, and the Ramblers not so sure they agree. They're going to grab a timeout here to Cathedral Prep. 21 seconds to play, 33-25. Peters Township in front, back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment. Yeah. 33-25, Peters Township with the lead and the basketball. A 30-second timeout taken there by Coach. Peters will inbound. Everybody will be covered, including the thrower. Sopko has to hold her spot. This is a spot throw-in. And get the ball into Wetzel. She's double-teamed. Now we'll try to dribble out, and she is held and will go the other end of the floor, 94 feet, to take a couple of free throws. Natalie Wetzel with just a dozen points today.
Hard earned. Didn't shoot it very well. Missed a number of those little short point blank jumpers in the lane, Bob. Normally she's really efficient with those.
They charged that foul to Geary, and I have that as 5, but that must have been what some of the question was earlier. Wetzel at the line, first shot good.
Peters, I have them at 6 for 9 from the foul line.
34-25, 16.7 seconds to play. Wetzel hits another. Add 1 to the advantage. And now Peters plus 10. Biggest lead of the game. Beal put it on the deck. The 6'2 senior spins, scoops it up. It won't go. That ball was on its way down, and thrower ties up Radulovic. And Daniela Radulovic got to fight harder to rip that ball out.
That's all. That's all. Well, with 2 seconds remaining, this game is all but in the books.
I thought about 25 seconds ago you said it was in the books.
Well, sort of.
Inbound intended for Beal, tipped by Sopko, controlled by Radulovic. And Peters Township gets the win. Cathedral Prep led for about 20 seconds in that late second quarter, but Peters Township gets the win here today. 35-25, a full recap in our postgame show when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Indians scored 35 and get a 10-point win, 35-25 over Cathedral Prep. Ramblers don't score over the final 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Well, you could say great defense, which I think it was on Addie Beal, but you can also say style of play, them holding the basketball, letting time expire, not attacking on the offensive end. I didn't think this was a well-played game by Peters Township according to their standards, but sometimes you get into these games and that happens. Credit them for being able to do what they had to do to pull this out, because I am telling you this, their next opponent is waiting, and they're loaded for bear. And South Fayette, I know they've been thinking about this since the loss in the Whitfield Championship game.
A game that Peters scored 40 points in
and won. Exactly. So, you know, it's about matchups, and I'm sorry, but when you have two 6'3 players, it is sometimes difficult to score. You know, they control the inside flow and rebound. And Natalie Wetzel came to life a little bit there at the end. And
indeed. Seven straight wins now for Peters Township. Cathedral Prep's four-game win streak comes to a close. The win today for Peters Township against Cathedral Prep. First time these two teams have met in the playoffs. Peters now 3-2 against District 10 teams in the state playoffs. Beat McDowell 15 years ago in a sub-regional game. Lost to Franklin. That game at Duquesne, by the way, 41-39. That was in 2000. And twice in the 10 years ahead of that, losing to Fort LaBeouf after beating Corey in 1994. So 31 years ago, Peters first played a D-10 team in the playoffs. So now 3-2 all-time and heading to the state semifinals. We'll tell you how that all happened when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township scored the game's first 3 points in five of the first six, led 5-1 approaching the media timeout, but a three ball nailed by Grace Orlando made it a 1 point game. Indians would go on to lead by three at the end of the first quarter. Teams back and forth, trading buckets. Indians led 12-8. And then when we went to the media timeout, 12-9. Field goal and a couple of foul shots for Jessica Beveridge gave Cathedral Prep the lead, 13-12 with 96 seconds to play in the half. But back-to-back trays for the Indians, Alina Sopko, then Natalie Wetzel, about 40 seconds apart. Peters on a 6-0 run to close the half, led 18-13. A little sluggish start to the third quarter. A three-pointer for Beveridge. The only points until we hit the media timeout, 4 minutes and 20 seconds in. So at that point, it was 18-16. Peters Township getting a 2 and a 3 to push the margin to 7. They would lead by 8 at intermission thanks to the Bree Morial buzzer-beating two-pointer to lead 27-19. Quick sprint out of the quarter break. Shauna Thrower with back-to-back buckets in the opening minute. That brought us to a 27-23 score, but 25 seconds later, Natalie Wetzel just kind of snuck her way from the low block to the top of the key, catch-shoot three ball, and Peters had a 7-point lead and able to play at arm's length the rest of the way. Cathedral Prep only one more score, that by Addie Beal with about 3:15 to play. We went to the media timeout at 30-25. Peters Township able to hit 5 of 6 foul shots from that point on and get the 35-25 win. I have 14 points for Natalie Wetzel, only player in the game in double figures. Peters 7 of 10 at the foul line overall, and again 5 of 6 down the stretch. Nobody in double digits for Cathedral Prep. Addie Beal's championship career comes to an end for the Ramblers. The 6'2 senior averaged 22 points a game. Indians held her to 9. 3 foul shots, 3 two-point field goals.
Yeah, and that's impressive. But again, you know, they started out having Daniela Rudulovic guard her. Then they switched to Natalie Wetzel. Wetzel's quickness and size was a problem for Addie Beal. So credit Peters Township for making that switch and kind of, you know, really shutting her down, Bob. She only scored, what, 3 points in the second half?
Indeed.
Yep.
Indians won the quarter scoring in all four quarters, 9-6 in the first, 9-7 in the second, to lead by 5 at intermission, 18-13, 9-6 in the third, and 8-6 in the fourth to set the final at 35-25. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, Natalie Wetzel. 14 points, game-high scoring. Did not score at all in the opening quarter, but hit a foul shot and a tray in the second, a two and a three in the third, a three and a couple of foul shots in the fourth to get to 14 points. And that three ball with 6:35 to play put Peters up 30-23. And really, to be honest, Cathedral Prep never really threatened. Got back to within five, but not really threatened.
There didn't seem to be any sense of urgency offensively for Cathedral Prep. I know that they being down by seven, it felt like they were down 27. And I think that's partially because they didn't have a lot of offensive options. And when Peters Township was able to shut down Addy Beal, where do you go for your next offensive possession?
Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage also brought to you by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. BIAA playoffs take a week off now before next weekend's semifinals. WJPA's coverage of the NCAA Conference Championship Week continues with the Big East and Conference USA title games tonight and the SEC Championship game tomorrow afternoon. That will be followed by Westwood One's Selection Sunday special, laying out the 68-team field for March Madness, and all of that available on WJPA AM. Thanks to head coaches Steve Lemberieu and Doug Chuzzy, to Tom Reisenweber and Reisenweber and Brandon Rossi for their preparation assistance, to Travis, Andrea, Will, Henry, and the entire crew here at Slippery Rock University. From a partner Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita, and Eric Bennett on camera, Terry Hazlett, Bill Chapo producing in our downtown studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us. In the PIAA Girls 5A quarterfinals, your score: Peters Township 35, Cathedral Prep 25. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.